time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for another canter down the corridors of power with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, Corinna Marlowe, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the General Assistance Office, top executives stand by to help any government department that's overloaded. These are dedicated men steeped in Whitehall tradition.
Now, what have you been doing?
London's dustman.
London's dustman?
Yes. As you know, they've been pretty fed up lately. In fact, one could almost say they've been down in the dumps.
Oh, yeah, they demanded higher pay.
That's right. Well, the GLC can't afford to pay them more, but they hit on a marvellous idea to keep them quiet.
What was that?
It might placate the dustmen if we gave them new uniforms. So I followed it up. Look, over there, in that facility box.
This one, Mr. Lamb?
Yes, it's a sample uniform specially designed to improve the dustman's image.
Flared blue denim trousers and a canvas smock. Oh, here. What's this written across the chest?
That's a slogan I've invented for the dustman. Always at your disposal.
Very clever, Mr. Lamb.
And I thought of another slogan to be painted on the side of their dust carts. Service with a smell.
Oh, the dustman will be pleased.
Yes, I hope so, Mildred. Oh, and by the way, we're not calling them dustmen anymore. They'll be known as British Ecology Removal Coordinators. Berks, for short.
Well, after that, I should think they'll see things quite different.
I'm sure they will. Mind you, I don't know why I'm always landed with these mundane jobs while Mr. Lennox Brown gets all the smart ones.
Yeah, that's true. This helping the Prime Minister's really gone to his head. Especially the arrangements for tomorrow night's ceremony.
What ceremony is that, Mildred?
Oh, it's at the Guildhall. The PM's going to present the Lord Mayor with a new chain.
Really?
He's making a presentation at this big banquet.
Isn't that typical? And no doubt Mr. Lennox Brown will be there eating all that posh nosh.
Yeah, and drinking champagne out of silver giblets. You know what he's like with free booze?
Yeah, he'll have two glasses and make a spectacle of himself.
Morning, Mildred.
Hello, too.
How do you do?
Sorry, I'm late. I had to drop in at number 10 again.
You have all the luck, one.
It's not luck, too. I have a certain inborn flair for handling top-level assignments. Only this morning, the PM said to me...
Would you like a donut with your 11s?
No, Mildred. I've more important things on my mind than donuts. Well, perhaps just a small one here. I was saying, I think I might even be asked to attend tomorrow's banquet. Can't you picture it? The PM sitting on my left hand, the Lord Mayor sitting on my right hand.
Hey, how will you eat the soup?
What exactly have you been doing for the PM's office, man?
Well, several things. But in particular, I've organized the making of the Lord Mayor's chain. A magnificent creation to gold, of course, with sapphires and rubies all over it.
My word.
Yes, well, you'll have a chance to see it. It's being delivered here tomorrow for a final check before I take it to the Guildhall.
The permanent undersecretary should be pleased for once.
I haven't seen Sir Gregory lately. I suppose he's as busy as ever with Miss Bentwater from the typing pool.
Yeah, that's right, sir. He's trying to get her promoted. Says she's the best little tarpist he's ever laid his hands on.
I think he's just a literous old fool.
Oh, there you are, you two.
Oh, Sir Fullery. I mean, Sir Letchery. Oh, Sir Gregory, it's so nice of you to drop in, sir.
Yes. Good morning, Sir Gregory.
I wanted to tell you to get the new dustman's uniform across to the dustman's union. They wish to see that sample before it's issued to their members.
The dustman's union, sir?
That's right, the Amalgamation of General Refuse Operatives. AGRO.
Of course, sir, I'll see they get it in 24 hours.
Good, good. And now, if you'd be kind enough to leave the room, Miss Meffin, I want to have a man-to-man talk with Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb.
Oh. Well, I never wish to protrude, I'm sure.
Thank you, Miss Meffin. Shut the door, won't you? Now, we're all men of the world, what? With red blood in our veins.
Are we?
Well, you may be an exception. But the point is, I need your help in a matter of some delicacy.
Yes.
I dare say you know that I've taken an interest in young Daphne Bentwater from the typing pool.
Ah.
Well, tomorrow is Daphne's birthday, and I've bought her a little present.
Oh, very generous of you, sir.
It was. Cost me £10.50, including VAT. Now, I have it here. It's a see-through peekaboo nightdress. Look.
Oh. It's very scanty, sir.
Well, why not, eh? What? Oh, can't you imagine that saucy little minx in this one?
Sit down.
No, go on. I'll be all right. I'll just take one of my tablets. Yes, as I was saying, I've put the nitrous in a ministry box so that when she gets it, she'll think it's work. Now imagine her face when she opens it.
Oh, I'm sure it will be radiant, sir.
But why exactly are you telling us all this, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, Lennox Barton. I'll have to give it to Daphne in the morning.
Oh.
At the nightdress, that is.
Yes.
Now, she's out of town on a course all this week, except for tomorrow morning.
Miss Bedford is on a course, sir?
Yes, I put her up one of these executive talent spotting schemes. That girl's got something, Lamb. She has great things in front of her.
Yes, I've noticed them.
Well, happily, as I said, she'll be here tomorrow morning. But unhappily, so will my wife.
Lady Pitkin is coming here, sir?
Only briefly, I'm pleased to say. She's up in town for a BBC meeting.
BBC?
Not that BBC. She's chairman of a group called Bring Back the Cat. Tomorrow's their annual conference.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, she said she might drop into my office during one of their breaks. That means she'll be snooping and prying all over the place, and I don't want her finding Daphne's nightdress.
Ah, so you'd like us to look after it for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Keep it in a safe place down here. And tomorrow morning, when my wife's gone, I'll collect it and take it to Daphne. Understood?
Indeed, sir, yes.
What the eye doesn't see, eh? Well done, both of you. I shall remember this.
Oh, what an awful man. I've heard Lady Pitkin's a bit of a dragon, but I can't help feeling sorry for her.
They say she once asked Sir Gregory for a mink.
Did he give her one?
No, he gave her a map of Canada and a gun.
Here we are, sir. This box just arrived with the Lord Mayor's change.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Mildred. That's got the day off to a good start.
What are them tiny words written round the edge, sir?
That's an old Greek motto. Guard thine honour.
I didn't know you could read Greek, huh?
Well, naturally I can. Hmm. Although in this case it's written in English, see?
Oh, there you are, you two.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Oh, stop chatting, man, and listen. Oh. Now, I've had to change my plans due to this dustman problem.
Oh, dear. I hear they're going slow.
Yes, problems everywhere. Lord Stilton's formed a committee to deal with that huge pile of garbage at the end of Whitehall. He wants me to sit on it.
A wise choice, sir.
Well, he's called the first meeting for this morning, which means I shan't be able to deliver Miss Bentwater's present. Miss Merton, perhaps you'd be kind enough to take it along to her office.
Oh, very well, sir. Though I doubt if she'll be in yet.
Well, just leave the box on her desk. Oh, and put this card beside it.
Yes, sir.
That nightdress is so right for Daphne, I felt it needed a message. The moment I saw this, I thought of you.
Well, yes. Better take a tablet, yes. Sir Gregory.
It's a pity this meeting prevents your seeing her, sir.
Yeah, well, there are compensations. I shan't be here when my wife calls, either.
Ah.
So, you're to receive her instead.
Oh.
Now, I've told the hall porter you'll be dealing with her. As soon as Lady Pitkin arrives, he'll send her up.
He can be awfully satirical.
Now, just tell her I've been summoned to the meeting. Oh, and give her this, will you?
Yes, sir?
She won't have had time to shop today, so I bought these at Harridge's for tonight's supper.
Oh, something exotic, sir. Truffles, perhaps, and prawns in aspic.
Oh, don't be silly, Lennox Brown. It's for my wife. It's a string of sausages. Now, you take them, Lamb.
Yes, Sir Gregory. I'll keep them in my in-tray and move them to my out-tray when Lady Pitkin calls.
Oh, look out, man. The paper bag's bursting.
Oh, yes, sir. Right. I'll put them in one of these new boxes.
Right. Well, there's no time to waste. I mustn't keep Lord Stilton waiting.
We're certainly doing Sir Gregory some good turns. Perhaps he'll do us a good turn and grant us that request I put in.
Oh, I doubt it, too. He gave us last Boxing Day off.
Mm. Anyway, Mildred, you'd better get that box along to Miss Bentwater's office.
Ah, that sounds like Mildred now, too.
Well, sir, I did as Sir Gregory said. Daphne Bentwater wasn't in, so I left his present beside her typewriter.
Well done.
Oh, and Lady Pitkin's just arrived, sir. Shall I ask her to come? come in?
Oh, yes, Mildred. I'm afraid we haven't any option.
Oh, I don't think I've ever met Sir Gregory's wife. I suppose she's a fearful old monster with big shoes and wow-wool knickers.
That's not entirely true, Tim. Oh. She hasn't got big shoes.
Ah, there you are, you two.
Oh, good morning, Lady Pitty.
Now stop chattering, man, and listen. The hall porter tells me my husband isn't in.
Sir Gregory has been called away, see, on urgent government business.
Oh, not that old story again. You mean he sneaked off to the Stripperama Club? Don't think I don't know what the old goat gets up to.
I do assure you, madam, Sir Gregory has indeed been called to a conference on a very urgent matter.
Rubbish!
Exactly. And he asked us to give you this. He collected it on his way to the office this morning.
I see. Yes. Well, I can't waste any more time here. No. I have to return to my BBC meeting. I'm striving to bring in the cat, you know.
Oh, has he been out all night?
What did you say, ma'am?
Take no notice of my colleague, Lady Pitkin. I'm afraid he's been overworking.
Let's not enter the realms of fantasy. I know what goes on in this place. Bah!
An odd woman. Do you think she was sneering or simply baring her teeth?
Never mind, once she's taken the sausages.
I'd have thought she ate only raw meat.
Lennox Brown! Lamb, you imbeciles!
Oh, Sir Gregory, we thought you were still at Lord Stilton's conference.
We broke the lunch 20 minutes ago, and as soon as I got to my office, there was a phone call from my wife. She'd opened that box you handed her.
Oh, good. We gave her the sausages, like you said.
You did not give her the sausages. The box she took contained Miss Bentwater's see-through peekaboo nightdress.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Gloria, Lady Pitkin must be furious.
She's not furious. She's delighted. She thinks I bought it for her. As a little gift.
Is that bad?
Not just bad, it's disastrous. She's threatening to wear it tonight. For me. Babbling on about a second honeymoon. It's a catastrophe. 30 years I've spent alienating that woman. And you undo all the good work in 5 minutes.
Sorry, Sir Gregory.
And not only that. We've lost Miss Bentwater's nightdress. I've wasted £10.50.
Including VAT.
I'll be quiet, man. I'll have to buy another nightdress for Daphne now. Just a minute. Miss Bentwater's box was delivered, wasn't it? And if my wife got the nightdress, what did Miss Bentwater get?
Why don't we have a nice cup of tea?
Don't burp the issue, Lennox Brown. She must have got the string of sausages.
String of sausages?
Yes, man, a string of prime pork sausages. She's a raving man.
She isn't Jewish, is she?
No, silence. She's got a string of sausages accompanied by my note. The moment I saw this, I thought of you.
Maybe it's not too late, sir. Now, perhaps Miss Bentwater isn't in yet, you see. Now, I'll send Mildred to bring the box back. Excuse me, sir.
Yes,
thank you, sir. Hello, Lennox Brown, General Assistance Department.
Daphne Bentwater speaking.
Yes. Sir Gregory?
Hmm?
Please, Sir Gregory, yes. It's Miss Bentwater.
Good grief, she came into ribbons. She's opened that box with a string of sausages. Hello, my little lotus blossom. Let me explain.
Daphne, I'm so thrilled.
Well, you see, what happened? You're what, Daphne?
I'm thrilled, Bunny dear.
Oh. Oh, then you haven't opened that box I sent you.
Of course I've opened it. And I immediately put your present round my neck.
You put it round your neck?
And I'm going to wear it next time you take me out.
You're going to wear it next time I take you out?
Are you all right, Sir Gregory? You've got a funny colour.
She's going to wear the sausages round her neck.
Perhaps it's one of these teenage trends.
Daphne, it's nice to know my little Rosebud has a sense of humour, but you...
Loveliest necklace I ever saw. It's almost like gold.
What?
And all those pretty stones. And that cheeky motto, guard thine honour. As if I wouldn't.
Gold, stones, motto, by thunder. You've sent her the Lord Mayor's chain.
some of these jewels look almost real.
They are real. I mean, they are really a lot of rubbish. Quite worthless.
Oh.
And you've been sent the wrong box, Daphne. That imitation gold chain is an old piece of junk. Now, just you pop it back to me, and I'll change it for something nice.
I don't want it changed. I like it.
Of course you don't like it, Daphne. And you must let me have it back, because it's urgently needed for a stupid old ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll send someone to collect that necklace at once.
It's rude to take back presents.
Well, I tell you what, my precious. I've bought you something special for your birthday, something to wear. Now, it's not here at the moment, it's being delivered, you see. And much nicer than a stupid old chain.
Oh, all right, then. You can have the chain back. But you are funny, Bunny.
You half-witted blockheads! If this weren't urgent, I'd kick you both through the window.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, there's no time to lose. No time to lose at all. Send Miss Murphy to get that chain back. It's due at the Guildhall by mid-afternoon.
It'll be all right, sir.
No thanks to you. Oh. And I'll have to fork out another £10 for a nightdress for Daphne.
£10.50, sir. The BAT.
Oh, shut up! Now, I must go and cash a check. And see that you're in this office when I get back here in 15 minutes, sir.
Here we are, Mr. Lennox Brown. I've got this box back from Miss Bentwater. I must say, she wasn't very pleased.
Yes, well, never mind, never mind. At least we have the Lord Mayor's chain.
I didn't have time to go out and cash a check. I drew some money from the Ministry Emergency Fund.
The Ministry Emergency Fund?
Well, if buying a nightdress to keep Miss Bentwater's suite isn't an emergency, I don't know what is.
Perhaps it could come under current affairs.
Hello. I have to get back to Lord Stilton's committee about two things before I go. Give me the box with the sausages. I'll take them home this afternoon.
Yeah, here you are, sir.
All right. And now the second thing. Take this money, Lennox Brown.
Thank you, sir.
Now I want you and Lamb to go to that boutique on the corner and buy a nightdress.
But I couldn't do that. I'm a man.
Well, then Lamb can do it.
Yeah, but I've got to go to the Dustman's Union, and Mr. Lennox Brown has to take the chain to the Guildhall.
Oh, don't argue, you two. Do what you're told. You can do those jobs afterwards. Get that nightdress first, on the way, or else.
Who fancy?
And why are you laughing, Mildred?
I never thought I'd see the day when you two had to buy a see-through peekaboo nightdress.
No.
It's a bit of a grin, isn't it?
What an extraordinary place, man. Why is it called a boutique?
Because it sells those funny thick boots, I suppose. By Jove, look at all those ladies. I say, too, there's no sign of any nightdresses.
Look out, man, there's a woman coming over.
Well, oh.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Oh, well, we'd like to buy a, well, my colleague will explain, madam, you see.
Yeah, we want to buy one of those things you see through but shouldn't see through if the lady isn't a lady or if it isn't your wife or his wife.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow.
Perhaps we could talk to a male assistant. This is a matter of some delicacy, you understand.
Oh, very well, then. Trevor, over here, please.
Ah, now, this will be better too, you see. We can explain things man to man.
Hello, ducky. What can I do for you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to buy a peekaboo nightdress, young man.
What size are you? Shall I take your inside leg measurements?
It's not for me. Gay.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, it's for your personal friend here.
Certainly not. I don't want a see-through nightdress.
Oh, well, you live your life, ducky, but if you haven't tried it, don't knock it.
Doing a favour for Sir Gregory.
Oh, nice. Artistic gentleman, is he?
Not at all, not at all. He has to replace his girlfriend's nightdress.
Oh, yes, I see. What bust?
Nothing bust. He just got lost.
Look, never mind all this. We'll just take that one on the counter because we're in a hurry, you see.
Well, that'd be £10.50, including VAT. Shall I have a gift wrap, ducky?
No. We'll put it in this box that we've brought.
Oh, yes. Very well, then. Suit yourselves.
Sir Gregory wanted Miss Bentwater to have it in the ministry box as a surprise, remember?
Good thinking, man. Yeah.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheerio, bye. Have fun.
Ooh, what a ghastly place. Oh, I'm glad I'm out of there, too. Yeah.
Well, I'm off to the Dustman's Union.
Yes, and I must get across to Guildhall with this chain.
Yeah. What should we do with the nightdress? I don't want to carry it round with me.
No, neither do I, too. Look, tell you what.
Yeah?
That boutique must have a delivery service. Pop back and have them send this box to Miss Bentwater. Well, too, it's been a long day, hasn't it? A long day. Yes, it's as well they didn't invite me to stay for the Guildhall ceremony.
The Dustman's Union have a most impressive office.
Really?
In a place called Refuse House. Oh. There's a big coat of arms over the door, crossed herringbones on a field of bottles supported by Tomcats rampant.
And you showed them the new uniform?
No, the president wasn't there. I left the box with his deputy.
Oh. Lennox Brown.
Pitkin here.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory.
You've done it again. I'm at home with this box you gave me for my wife. It was supposed to contain sausages. Yeah. You are big nitwit. You gave me the box with the Lord Mayor's cane.
No.
My wife thinks I've gone potty about her. First she's got the nightdress, now I've brought her this giant necklace.
Well, I'm truly sorry, Sir Gregory. I'd...
Not half so sorry as I am. She spent the last half hour chasing me around the garden. At one point she grabbed me by the hollyhocks.
Well, Sir Gregory, there's many a good tune played on an old fiddle. The second time around is often the best, they say.
Oh, don't talk drivel. If she's got the Lord Mayor's chain, the second nightdress, the one you bought this afternoon must have gone to the Guildhall.
Oh, what are we going to do, sir?
There's no time to get the right box to them now. The ceremony starts in half an hour. All you can do is stop them opening the wrong box. You and Lamb, get over there at once. Interrupt the ceremony if necessary. We cannot have the PM putting a nightdress over the Lord Mayor's head.
We certainly can't, sir, no.
The whole thing's being televised. Millions will be watching.
Hello, viewers. Well, as you probably gathered, this is Forth Robinson here. And I'm at the Guildhall for tonight's great ceremony, at which the Prime Minister will present the Lord Mayor with his new symbol of office. The solemn procession has arrived at the platform, led by the city's aldermen. They're in the picture now. You can see their livery. Some of the others look livery too.
You say it's been the drinking.
Uh-huh. The Prime Minister waits to greet them. Before him, the box containing the presentation. By ancient tradition, this hasn't been opened to preserve the element of surprise. My word, there's some sort of disturbance at the back of the hall. Two men are running up the aisle, shouting and waving their arms. They're yelling something about the Lord Mayor's nightdress. Probably bowler-hatted hippies on a trip. No, they've been seized by the flunkies, which must be extremely painful. And they're being frog-marched from the hall. The Prime Minister opens the box, and carefully removing the chain, he hangs it round the Lord Mayor's neck. But what a curious chain of office it is. A most unusual design. In all honesty, it looks just like a string of sausages.
Last night's ceremony was an utter fiasco, Lennox Brown. As for you, Lamb, you're a permanent fiasco.
Excuse me, sir, but have you seen this morning's paper?
No, I haven't, Miss Murphy. And I suppose the Lord Mayor is going to sue the lot of us.
No, sir. According to the paper, he's delighted.
Delighted?
By Jove, sir, she's right.
What?
Yes, as the Lord Mayor of London left the Guildhall last night with a string of sausages around his neck, he described the great pleasure this brought him.
Right.
He reminded reporters that he was master of the Guild of Butchers, and this was clearly a symbol of his ancient craft. The Prime Minister's imaginative gesture was, in fact, a revival of an ancient custom.
One, we're saved, so everything's all right.
Well, come to think of it, it was an imaginative gesture. And I think the PM will be rather pleased with me. Imagine, you two thought he was going to get the nightdress.
One tiny point, sir. Who did get the nightdress?
Hello, Lennox Brown here.
And Fred Mallet here, president of the Dustman's Union.
Ah, yes, yes. You've received the new sample uniform. Have you any comment?
Yes, I'm perishing ab. Looks like a ruddy see-through nighty.
Oh, the Dustman. The Dustman got the nighty.
What? Well, we've had enough, mate. First you won't pay higher wages. Now you're taking the mickey. We are coming out on strike.
And here is the news, read by John Marsh. As the dustman strike enters its fourth week, there have been complaints in Parliament of mounds of refuse all over London. The Prime Minister agreed to go into them. The strike has been peaceful so far, with little picketing. The union president said today, "We're anxious to put this thing right, and it'll never get right if you picket." He added that London's dustmen deeply resented their proposed new uniform, which looked like a peekaboo nightdress. All his members refused to wear it, with the exception of an odd couple in Chelsea. The dustmen's union secretary showed reporters a letter he'd received from the ministry. This ended, "Please return to work at once. London is now full of garbage, and there's an appalling smell from your obedient servant, Richard Lamb."
And you two, I've called you to my office to give you a piece of my mind. It's incredible that two men could cause such chaos. Rubbish piling up everywhere. I couldn't get into my house if I wanted to.
You don't want to, sir?
No, I do not. My wife turned extremely vicious when I told her I wanted that chain back. In the end, I had to get it from her neck with a hacksaw.
Try to look on the bright side, Sir Gregory. I hear Miss Bentworth is back from her course. She'll have opened your present by now.
Pitkin here.
You've got no pig. I'll kill you.
Daphne, is something the matter, my cherub?
This is your idea of a joke, is it? You promise me something to wear and send me denim trousers and a canvas stock with writing all over them.
Writing?
In big letters on the front. Always at your disposal. You dirty old goat.
Daphne, really?
And right across the back it says, "Garbage operative."
Lennox Brown? Lamb?
No.